And as I mentioned before, there's a growing movement towards the idea of paternity leave. Yes, you heard right. The idea of being entitled to leave in order to take care of your pets. I caught up last week with Simon Smith, the CEO of Pet Culture, and started, naturally, by asking him exactly what is the story with paternity leave.
The last 12 months have seen a pet parent boom in Australia, with pet adoptions increasing by 40%. The research shows that two-thirds of Australian pet parents see their pet as a fully-fledged member of the family, and more than 4 in 5 are actually asking for greater flexibility in the workplace when it comes to caring for those pets. Pet Culture knows through research that pet parents see their pets as individuals, as part of the family, and they should be recognised as such by their parents' employers. So today we're enlisting the support of pet parents to campaign nationally for paternity policies to be considered and implemented in workplaces across Australia.
Okay, well, that's a little bit out of the box. So when you talk about paternity as such, what exactly are the paternity policies that you are seeking or that are being introduced?
Well, paternity policies could be anything from sick leave, personal leave, to flexible working conditions around pets' individual needs. Pets are an important member of the family, and there needs to be more flexibility in Aussie businesses when it comes to caring for people's pets.
Right, so this sounds very much like the flexibility that you'd want around being able to care for your child. So exactly what can pet owners or pet parents, as you say, do to better understand the needs of their pets? Because pets don't exactly talk like children.
We've developed a Petsonality quiz with trusted veterinarian Katrina Warren, which is on our website. It's an entertainment-fueled multiple-choice quiz that can help uncover the potential personality of people's pets and suggest fun activities based on that.
Thought you were going to say Petsonality there for a minute. So, all right, if you are looking for a bit more information on how to better respond to the individual needs of pets, seeing as that seems to be the trend these days, where can people go for more information on that?
Petculture.com.au offers a range of services to help pet parents respond to their pets' needs. For example, we have 24/7 video consultation with qualified vets, so parents can always have the assurance that help is there when it's needed.
You mentioned the petition earlier on. Where can people go to sign this online petition?
Australian pet parents can sign the petition at the Pet Culture website, petculture.com.au. Sign the paternity petition today and change will come.